This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Plummeting crude oil prices are causing concern in some unlikely places. As crude dipped under $30 a barrel, the ethanol industry worried about the impact on their sales. USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson says it takes away one of ethanol's biggest selling points.
As the price for crude oil comes down, that makes biofuels less attractive as an alternative.
Ethanol futures are selling for 25 cents a gallon more than gasoline futures. Johansson says the low oil prices also impact the ethanol industry push for blending more than the renewable fuel standard of 10% into gasoline.
It'll just make it more difficult to blend higher than E10. So E85, E15 will be harder to blend.
University of Texas San Antonio analyst Tom Tunsil says oil prices won't rebound anytime soon.
Wouldn't surprise me to see it go back up periodically to 45, maybe even approach $50. But no, I just don't see them bouncing back fast. There's just too much production.
With the government mandate, Johansson says he sees no plans for ethanol plants to cut production. On the other hand, Tunsil says the rig count in the Eagle Ford shale area of Texas has gone from over 200 in 2014 down to about 80 today. The Illinois Soybean Board is looking for farmers interested in filling two of the four Illinois director positions with the United Soybean Board. The Illinois Soybean Board manages and invests Illinois soybean checkoff funds in research, promotion, and education programs that enhance soybean production and use and support national and international market development. Any soybean farmer who is affected by the soybean checkoff is eligible to serve. To be considered for the national leadership position, farmers must complete the required application and agreement to serve statement and return them to the Illinois Soybean Association office by Monday, February 15th. To download the application and the agreement, you can visit illinoissoy.org or contact the office at 309-663-7692. Merger talks continue for Swiss-based Syngenta with China's state-owned ChemChina and U.S.-based Monsanto. Interim CEO Michael DeMare told Reuters, "We are at a stage where we are looking at different combinations," adding that becoming a Chinese company is just one of several options on the table. He says everybody has spoken to each other as industry companies are trudging through lower sales on lower farm income. ChemChina is seeking a loan package by Western banks to fund a possible Syngenta takeover that could later be refinanced by Chinese banks. A takeover of Syngenta by ChemChina would underpin an effort by the Chinese government to boost farming productivity, according to Reuters, as it seeks to cut reliance on food imports amid limited farmland, a growing population, and higher meat consumption. Monsanto says recent attempts to restart talks with Syngenta have been difficult. DeMare, meanwhile, told a Swiss newspaper last month that Syngenta was in talks with Monsanto, ChemChina, and other rivals because going it alone is hardly possible, given what shareholders were expecting. Hamilton's Madison County hay auction is scheduled for this morning, starting at 11 a.m., Mike Hamilton says there will be some premium alfalfa available, along with several other types of hay and round straw bales.
Well, so far we had around 100 bales of that premium alfalfa we had a couple weeks ago. It's really nice in small squares. Should end up with, I'm thinking, 1,500 to 2,000 small squares total tomorrow, but I just wanted to mention that really good alfalfa. And then we've got the load of 4x4s of mixed grass. We've got two or three loads of alfalfa grass mix, and 3x3s. We've got some round bales already in, and I had a couple of guys call, said they were going to haul some round bales of straw. So we should end up with somewhere between 20 and 30 bales of straw in round bales. So things are shaping up. Hopefully the weather, the rain will stay away, and we'll get quite a bit of stuff in yet today.
As always, if you have questions about the auction, give Mike a call at 618-410-4293. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.